This Sunday, on the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, we are called to reflect on the grief of our Heavenly Mother. Let's explore how her suffering teaches us about the certainty of trials in our lives and the spiritual growth that can emerge from them. Join me in understanding how even those closest to God are not exempt from sorrow and what this means for our faith.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. I'd like to take a heartfelt moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your unwavering financial help and support. Your generosity makes these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly for your kindness and dedication. For those of you who are not yet members, we invite you to join us today and experience the many benefits that come with being a protected child of Padre Pio. As a member, you will enjoy special spiritual and material benefits, including regular masses celebrated specifically for your intentions. Additionally, you'll be joining a community of people praying for each other. Knowing people are praying for you will bring comfort, hope, and strength to face life's challenges for you and your loved ones. Joining is simple. Just click the link in the description below to find out more and become a part of this blessed community under the protection of Padre Pio. And now let's move on to our story. Today we reflect on the profound feast happening this Sunday, September 15th, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Padre Pio once said, "Let us bind ourselves tightly to the sorrowful heart of our Heavenly Mother and reflect on its boundless grief and how precious is our soul." So as we dedicate ourselves to following Padre Pio, especially in his devotion to Our Lady, let's explore the significance of Our Lady of Sorrows and grasp an invaluable lesson. Even the holiest among us are not exempt from suffering. Let's begin by revisiting the Gospel of Luke, where Our Lady meets Simeon, the man who foretold that a sword would pierce her soul. Simeon was a righteous and devout man who eagerly awaited the coming of the Messiah. The Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not die before seeing the Savior. And so it was. One day, the Holy Spirit led him to the temple, where he encountered Mary and Joseph, who had come to present the baby Jesus to the Lord, as the law required. Simeon took the child in his arms and proclaimed that God's promise had been fulfilled. He had seen the salvation God had prepared for all people, the light of the nations, and the glory of Israel. Hearing his words, Our Lady became even more aware of the immense glory of her child. However, his joyous proclamation was followed by a somber prophecy. After blessing them, Simeon said, "Lo, this child is set for the fall and rising up of many in Israel, and for a sign spoken against." He predicted a magnificent future for Jesus, but also a life of terrible struggle. Turning to Mary, he continued, "And even a sword shall go through thine own soul, so that the thoughts may be revealed from many hearts." He revealed the profound sorrow Mary would endure as the mother of the Savior. Now, Mary's suffering is traditionally remembered through the seven sorrows of Our Lady, which are as follows: the prophecy of Simeon, the flight into Egypt, the loss of Jesus for 3 days, the carrying of the cross, the crucifixion of Jesus, the body of Jesus being taken down from the cross, and the burial of Jesus. Professor Correa de Oliveira once said, "In contemplating the sorrows of Our Lady, we find a wellspring of strength and consolation. She inspires us to bear our own crosses with dignity and to unite our sufferings with hers, thus participating in the redemptive mission of Christ." Now let's consider what Our Lady's suffering teaches us today. In our modern mindset, we often struggle to understand why a loving God would allow suffering even for those closest to Him. I am sure we have all wondered this. We seek logical explanations and expect life to follow an orderly path towards happiness and success. However, we see that God's plans often involve trials followed by suffering. It almost seems like a contradiction. Instead of living a more blissful life, the closer we are to God, it seems we are faced with more and more challenges. Why is this so? Well, one reason for this confusion is what I would call our fairy tale mentality. Allow me to explain. Think about the stories we were told as children, and even the movies we watch as adults. Things usually start out good, then something bad happens, and then the heroes of the story ensure everything gets better. In the end, everything always ends up right. There is no suffering of the innocent, the bad guys are punished, and life goes on in peace. As a result of this type of narrative, we have developed a mindset expecting happiness here on earth. But when things do not turn out as we expected, we fall into despair and confusion. This mindset prevents us from understanding the deeper purpose behind our sufferings. In fact, it makes us despise suffering and avoid it at all costs. But the story of Our Lady of Sorrows challenges this modern mindset. It reminds us that suffering is an integral part of the human experience and has a profound purpose in God's divine plan. Even though we may not understand it, God allows hardships to help us grow in faith and virtue, drawing something greater from our trials than we could ever imagine. Simeon's prophecy about the sorrow awaiting Mary is perplexing to modern minds. It would seem kinder to spare her the knowledge of future suffering. However, carrying this knowledge throughout her life allowed Mary's immaculate soul to grow in perfection and sanctity. Her acceptance of this sorrow prepared her for the ultimate sacrifice. Mary spent 33 years foreseeing her sorrow. She saw her son grow and face increasing opposition, all while knowing the suffering that awaited him. This long preparation strengthened her for the most magnificent hour of her life, standing at the foot of the cross. Despite her immense suffering, she remained composed, faithful, and courageous, understanding the divine plan at work. She stood there under the cross when many others had already fled. In conclusion, Our Lady's suffering shows us that being close to God does not exempt us from trials. In fact, it often means carrying heavier crosses. This is a countercultural truth that challenges our fairy tale expectations of a trouble-free life. The closer we draw to God, the more we may be called to share in the sufferings of Christ, not as a punishment, but as a means of deepening our faith and growing in virtue. In the words of Professor Correa de Oliveira, "Our Lady of Sorrows teaches us the value of suffering in the life of a Christian. She stands as the exemplar of perfect compassion and sorrow, showing us that through suffering, united with Christ, we achieve the greatest victories in the spiritual combat." Furthermore, Mary's sorrows invite us to consider our own responses to suffering. Do we accept our trials with trust in God's providence, or do we rebel against them? Padre Pio said, "May the Most Holy Virgin, who was the first to practice the gospel perfectly and in all its severity, even before it was proclaimed, spur us on to follow closely in her footsteps." So on the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, let us ask Our Lady to help us accept our own swords of sorrow with love and courage. Wishing you all a blessed Sunday. Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.